Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Kamau Roundtable here at on location for the first time event here at the Hoopa Valley Tribal Office. We are in the midst of our health fair here. We're taping this on a Wednesday during the health fair. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Elders Village, our collaboration that we have with Hoopa Valley Housing Authority and the Hoopa Valley Tribe, as well as some of the classes that we are offering at the Hoopa Valley Fire Hall. And so we're going over all those things. There's a lot of big events coming up that Kamau is helping sponsor. We have a lot of things that we're working on, including bringing back the Coyote Run. Who's not excited about that? I am. You know, that's going to be a big event, which we're working with local things on that. But I digress. We won't get into that just yet. We'll do our own show on that another time. But let's kind of go over today's health fair. It was a good event. This will be airing on a Thursday, so you're going to be after the event is done. But I think this is the biggest event that Kamau has had. This is your second health fair?
Second health fair. I can say this year, the start of it, I'm just shooting out there, but we've had more participants this year by far compared to last year.
And that's one of the things we're looking for. One, the health fair is our biggest community event that we have outside of, I always forget the name of that, the one that we did before.
The PCMH event, yes.
Yes, yeah. That was a new one. But this event is one that has been going on for, I would say, 15 years? It's been a long time.
I can tell you this is one of my favorites to work with. And Tara is really the glue that helps pull all this together, because she contacts the vendors and gets people really locked in to committed to come up and help and participate. Matthew's done a really great job about going out with philanthropy and helping for the donations for some of the prizes, along with Kamau tossing in and us participating with those prizes also.
Yeah, so a lot of everything that we're doing here today is obviously health-based. A lot of the booths that were at the health fair, we had Providence Hospital was here, you had, and Providence is St. Joseph Hospital, which everyone that understand that did change them. The county, a lot of county positions, a lot of tribal departments.
A lot of county, IHSS, we've got, and let alone all of our departments, Every one has a table that they're participating in. Shoko's here talking about her nutritional classes and healthy eating, healthy lifestyles.
Which is what we want to promote. The health fair shouldn't be just about getting free stuff, but it's promoting that type of health programs that are out there. Kamau, like you were talking about, we talked about all the tables that we had. We had our MAT program was out here, behavior health. The counselors were here, the diabetes program. HR was here, but only in its essence, because we weren't really... This isn't for us looking for people. We'll be doing that at Sovereigns Day, by the way. Just FYI, come see our Kamau Sovereigns Day booth. We're going to have applications for jobs, announcements, all the things we're doing, as well as some special prizes that we're giving away, and free popcorn. Who does not love free popcorn? Healthy popcorn with avocado oil, I think. We'll see how that goes. But now, let's go, and I digress. So, and the health fair is a big event, and as you can see by the turnout we had today, there was, I would say, a couple hundred people were there this morning. That place was shoulder to shoulder. It looked, and it was just wrapped around the entire gym here at the neighborhood facility. A lot of people out. We give out bikes. We give out safety stuff, outdoor equipment. This is all, again, promoting more outdoor activities, more health care. What do you see as the importance of this? This being your second one, what's the importance of having an event like this?
The connection of services. I may not be aware, you know, living in the community, of all what's around me that I can potentially help me in my lifestyle. You know, maybe Humboldt County provides something that can help with resources for maybe I need filters for the smoke or air conditioning or something like that. You know, the county has a lot of services along with us here locally, but I just may not be aware. I see that being one of the biggest gifts or educational aspects that come out of this.
Well, that's great about these type of events, right? We're talking about community outreach, right? It allows us to not only promote Kamau, but the healthy partners that we have created in our community, because that's part of it, right? It shouldn't be just all put on Kamau, right? And that's why we're working with the tribe, local health facilities, to let them know that, you know, we are here to provide this and promote and partner you know, with all these people.
And then, so I mean, let alone, as you mentioned, where the amount of people here, the socialism that takes place. People, I mean, how many people I saw, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Walk up, say hi, and they have a conversation. I mean, we know that isolation takes 15 years off the life cycle of our elders. The more we get it out and create events like this and where the entire community can get together, it just helps.
And I think that's big, right? Is because that's why it's important for like going into senior nutrition. That's why the senior nutrition program is so big. Not only does it provide lunch, but it provides an opportunity for elders to be able to hang out with former classmates they haven't seen in forever, people their age, you know, just to be able to socialize. Because there was an elder who I spoke with. All of her kids are grown. No one's at the house.
She's an empty nester.
Yeah, her spouse has passed away. It's just her. And that those lunches are what she looks forward to. Outside of her grandkids coming and stopping in and visiting, this is her only social interaction she has. And she feels like senior nutrition is a big part of my life. And it's an important part of my life. And I want to make sure that I don't miss those lunches. And that's important, right? Okay. So that's something that Kamau provides for them. So this ties into our senior housing, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yep.
Because we do have that partnership with the Hoover Valley Housing Authority. For those of you that are not aware, the new construction downtown on the south side of the Housing Authority, they have built, I assume, 20 units housing for elders. And it has like a little commune room and there's a bunch of homes in there. We're going to be working with them to take our mobile medical unit to the facility. Talk about that, if you don't mind.
Correct. So met with Darcy last week and started setting up the plan for how often us as Kamau. I mean, our goal always is to bring resources to the members where they're at, especially our elders. It's hard to get mobilized to come into the clinic and sit and wait. If we can get as close to them or within their homes to treat them, even better. But for the 55 plus community, the elders community down there, Lauren took us in, did a tour of that. They actually have a space that's allocated for our mobile medical clinic. We did a dry run this morning. It's set up perfect. All the ramps came out right. It's easy to turn around. They've done a phenomenal job and it looks all brand new in there. Let alone that, in the community center, there's a small space that's dedicated for counseling, a little office in there for that. Community space is open enough that they're putting in a screen and a projector. So we can do classes down there and we can do education, dinners, things like that with the elders. I think Lauren said somewhere around 50 chairs can fit in there. Tables and chairs.
Well, that is quite a bit.
Yeah.
Those are some big classes.
Yeah.
And as I think about it, like some of the classes we're tied in, because we're offering classes now, right? We're doing these classes with our diabetes program.
Our diabetes or wellness classes down at the fire hall right now.
Yeah. So, and that place seems more personable than the fire hall. I know fire hall is used for a lot of things. It's large and it's a good community-based event. But that one, have an event like that where the elders can come, and are they gonna have like a garden there?
Yeah,
they know, so that we can promote that, and then they can use some of those the gardens and feed them. Like, I'm just thinking that the possibilities of this place on the health based side are almost endless. And now, like you said, bringing our mobile unit to them is important because a lot of them maybe they don't drive anymore. That's some of the issues we're getting, right?
Some of the issues they talk about, I've heard a lot from Darcy and Lauren talking about some of the elders love to walk, and that's a great space to be able to walk. Where actually Cameron is going down tomorrow and measuring the circle, the roundabout in there, and see, is it 400 yards? How big is it? How many loops do you have to do to a mile? But to digress back a little bit, Lauren pointed out up in the far corner up there, they left a really nice space for a small orchard and a community garden. Mm. And then they have a park-like setting on your way towards Highway 96.
See, that's what I'm looking for, right? Like, if we're going to be doing these types of things, what can we do to promote more healthier eating, more healthier living? There's more activities for health. I remember a walk when my grandma was alive. She would walk, just do laps around her house. You know, not inside, I'm talking outside. She'd just walk around. And we happened to grow up next to her, like the lot over. And so she would walk over to our house and walk around our house. And she'd be doing laps, you know, just trying to find places to stay active. And she had caps like granite. No. They look like bodybuilder caps. But she was active. And so like there are some elders, maybe based on the way where they live, maybe the brush that's around is hard for them to go and be mobile. And a place like that would be a huge boon for them just to stay active.
I agree. And I mean, it's clean. The sidewalks are flat. So all the tripping hazards have really been removed. The insides of the homes are all rounded corners, so there's no sharp corners or edges really for them.
Oh, I never even knew that was an option. That is great. So they
really thought it. A lot of thought went into the building of.
So we're talking like they don't bump into it, the bruising. That is great. I wish that a place like that for like people with epilepsy, people that have those convulsions and these things, that'd be great for them. Mm-hmm. I love hearing that. Now. These type of partnerships, how often is Kamau's mobile unit going to be at the housing?
So we're working out the schedule right now, depending on the need of the members in there. I mean, my ideal when I'd say once a week is that reality. Maybe so, depending on where their need is at. It probably will come down about every other week, like on a certain day. But my ask of the team is make it routine. If you show up on Thursday, you show up on Thursday on your pattern.
Believe me, as an elder will tell you, because I would get a call because I work at Kamau HR. I'd be like, hey, they usually stop by on Wednesdays and it's Thursday and I haven't seen them. And then they show up later that afternoon. They want that. Yeah. It's like they know, on Thursdays at 8:30. My girls are going to come. That's what you said. I missed my girls. I made them cookies and coffee and they didn't stop by. I was like, I let them know. I was like, oh, and then we had a caller back. So, I just got a hold of them. They'll be by this afternoon. Emergency came up, yada, yada. But it comes down to it is they love that routine, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're saying Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, you better be there Wednesdays at 10 o'clock because the elders will hold you to that, Michael.
Yeah, 2 minutes late. I mean, years back, when I was a lot younger and used to cook, I'd see the elders in the community to come for donuts and coffee in the morning, mostly coffee and social hour. But it was routine. Soon as that door opened at 6, the line just started coming in. So, yes, routine is a very – it's an essential need. As we get older, it keeps that lifestyle going. Something to plan for.
Yeah, look forward to. Mm-hmm. I know this is where this is at. So as Kamau, we're looking into our own routine, right? We're in an expansion of our services, but we're also an expansion of our medical providers because we just signed a new family nurse practitioner.
Yes, Dr.
Mazel Rivera.
Mazel Rivera came back to us. He was here for a couple times, I believe, before. And this time he's jumping back in for a good long stint.
Yeah, he was here for two separate stints as a traveler, a locum traveler. But now we signed him to a 3-year contract. Mm-hmm. So we have him till 2029. He is with us. His wife is now working for us as well, working in the lab. So that's important too. So it's nice to see that we're becoming a place where people want to come back to, right? Mm-hmm. He went out, seen the world and said, I really loved it back at Hoopaw. And he came back here and he was welcomed with open arms, by the community and the staff, which is important. One is because we want to make sure at Kamau, especially the HR side, that if we're recruiting providers, they are providers that connect with our people. You know, it's not just someone just to provide medicine, but it's to provide
culturally appropriate on there. I mean, sometimes the beliefs may not fall exactly in line with Western medicine.
Yeah.
And we need those physicians that know how to work within that area to really meet and hear what our tribal members are saying. In every place I've worked throughout the world and the country, everybody explains their illness differently, I've noticed. There's some themes that you can pick up, but you really have to listen to your member or your patient to understand what they're trying to communicate to you.
And I think that bedside manner is important, and especially, and that's why it's one of the things I take to heart is that when we're looking for providers and bringing in nurses and staff and all these, that they not just provide the service, but it's more than that, that they fit the makeup of we are as an organization, what it is we're trying to promote and push. And also that they connect with the community, right? Because I've noticed in my short tenure I've been at Kamau that some providers connect well with them and others don't. And And those are the ones that people tend to kind of push back on. So we're always looking for providers that, one, understand the type of community that, that we are, right? And not trying to rewrite the narrative, just trying to help you, right? And so that's important. And that's one of the things I hold dear, is that on our recruitment, that we're finding the right people. You have the saying, and I'm going to use it. I steal it from you, and I'm going to steal it for the show. Ryan has a saying. He says, always find the right seat on the bus, right? Maybe this is not their right seat. Maybe not even the right bus, you know? But the idea is we want to identify what they are and find their right seat. If they're providing a good service, if it's an employee that's is great in this, who's a great employee, but this might be the role for them within the clinic, finding the right role within the clinic because of how great they are as an employee. But the same goes for providers. We're going to make sure we find the right seat, and this might be their bus. And if it is, we do have the right bus, let's find where we can place them here. If it's in the MAT program, if it's in our hospital home program, like you're talking about, if we have someone that has great bedside manner, those are the ones, and great with elders, those are the ones I would want to send down to meet with our elders, because like Dr. Sawar Young, Yurok tribal member, she's our lone doctor that we have on our outreach.
Trying to fill, I think she's at 975 members signed up in the outreach, which is beyond what one doctor could do.
No, so I was going to say,
we're working diligently to try to find her some help.
And that goes and tells you the type we're looking for is like, we're looking for go-getters like that, but it's not just, it's beyond just fill the numbers, but it's actually providing the care that our community needs. And I think that's what we have here with our outreach program. That's what we're trying to do on our HR side and the recruitment side, is identify those needs, identify what we're looking for in the type of personality, not just the type of privilege that they have, but the personality, and does it fit, right?
Well, it goes back to the piece that you and I, you started on it this year, and I know we just did our strategic planning and wanting to add in, but an onboarding and orientation process that require all the members or all the employees to go through. So they understand the history of the people here. They understand the struggles and the lifestyle and the medicine.
Well, and also the benefit of having a small community, because again, there's good and bad in everything, right? Mm-hmm. It's identifying what is good here. What is it that we want to promote?
There's a lot.
There's a lot of good here.
Look outside today. It's beautiful out there. This morning was gorgeous. Sat on the porch and watched the sunrise. You just can't beat it.
You really can't beat that. So we have people here that love doing the elders, mm-hmm. especially. My grandma, she would always open all the doors in her house, open all the windows at like 4 a.m., mosquitoes are like crazy, but she would have her screen closed. But she did that, she said, just because she wanted to feel the morning and kind of cleanse her house a little bit, you know, get that. She said, get an ear stink breath out, son. And, you know, she's joking. She, like me, she has a funny personality. But what it was she wanted that. She loved that morning routine. Do her walk, have her coffee, you know, as the day breaks, right?
But there's a lot to that, you know. And if we're looking at that in healthcare-wise, we know closed up homes during the wintertime houses a lot of dust, a lot of the bacteria, a lot of the stuff kind of gets just locked in. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always say that spring cleaning, open the doors, let all that stuff out and let the breeze come through and more or less like the river, refresh the area.
I love that. I love that refresh. Because, you know, one of the things we take for granted is the area we are from. And site visits with doctors, when we bring them in, one of the things they notice is the natural beauty that we are surrounded with. We take that for granted here, but they notice it as actually one of the draws we have. And I think one of the things we're doing today at the health fair is promoting more outdoor activities. We had camping gear that we give away. We had bikes that we wanted more kids to go out and be active outside.
Water awareness.
Yeah.
The kids.
Life jackets and stuff like that.
I mean, the whistles, I chuckle.
Whoever brought those ones, I oughta. Yeah.
So I guess it's a little my sense of humor because I had six kids in the house.
Yeah.
And I definitely know if they came home with whistles, that would be the fastest way at the time. My wife would have, they would have been outside and locked out. No video games. They would have been playing outside for the day.
Drinking the hose. We had we turned our hose into like we put something over it. We put it high in the tree, and it'd be like misting down on us. We'd be playing under that. And then Grandma would get upset because now we're getting her tree all muddy underneath her tree. So we had to move things around. But we had to be active. And I think one of the things we're promoting today at the health fair ties in to what we're kind of, and we're talking about, the environment we're trying to create, right? We want to create a more healthier environment. We also want to create more, promote more healthy activities.
An active lifestyle. I mean, the pool, last year we engaged with Inker and Kelly and, well, the rec department for getting the swimming back up and running and the aerobics, the water aerobics. This year, look at it. I mean, it has taken off.
They actually, to the point, Ryan, they now have a swim team for the Hoopa High School.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, because if it put us in a pool, we're faster because we're used to swimming in the river against currents and all these stuff and diving deep and all that. So I'm thinking these types, again, promoting healthier lifestyles and events like the health fair that we're having, you know, the events we have coming up like Sovereign's Day, we're going to be having booths out for that.
Coming up, partnering with Rob Roy is the lead on it, and had conversations with him and Joe Marshall for the Coyote Run. Actually, I'm really excited for that, the way that they've talked about the course and what they'd like to add in it. I believe that's happening somewhere towards September-wise. I don't believe the date's in lockdown yet. But
yeah, it can't be when it's too hot and not when it's too cold. So it's either early mid-spring or early fall would be the good times to have it. I think it was in the spring before, if you remember correctly. Michael, do you remember when that happened?
Yeah. Right before June, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was about May, right? And I used to love that event. I was telling Ryan about that, how the Coyote Run was a big part of my life. I was a cross-country runner, so we would actually participate in the event. And one year, one of my classmates actually won it, not as the overall.
Wow.
You know, like the adults and everything, you know, because he ended up becoming a Green Army Ranger. So, of course, you know, he would do that. But these type of things are, again, promotion of healthy lifestyles and living. Kamau, what I love about what we're doing here at Kamau, Ryan, is that now we're starting to promote more of that stuff. We want to get it out there. We want to be more engaged with the community instead of just being a place where they come just to get medicine. We want to create a place where they don't need us as much, right? We talk about creating a place where they don't rely on us as often because they're healthier living.
Healthier lifestyles. I mean, it really goes around for getting up and getting outside and having that healthier lifestyle and moving. Often we see it takes a little bit of time. Remember, healthy lifestyles don't change overnight, but we see the reduction in their insulin that's needed often because their diabetes, their bodies are functioning a little better, so they process things a little better, or they're starting to eat better just by getting out and getting moving. Blood pressure meds, everything starts to decrease with that healthier lifestyle.
And that's why those are classes that we were talking about earlier, I like to bring back to that, where it promotes that, right? Promotes healthier eating, gives you recipes. Those are Wednesdays?
Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday, there's 6 classes left.
I believe so.
There'll be one on the 22nd, and then there'll be 5 more after that, 5 Wednesdays after that. But these are going to be reoccurring, I assume.
Stay tuned. We're just looking for that more of that permanent location where we can actually build out a kitchen to do classes together, like a participation class. It's kind of like the Iron Chef. Everybody gets to jump in and cook.
Well, there's no point in watching you how to cook it if I don't, you know, as Native people, we're hands-on people, right? We learn by doing, and that's, you know, and that's why more hands-on, like we could take a course, we could look at a class and you gain some of it. Well, it isn't until you burnt your first, you know, that you know, okay, how to do it in here. Cooking is fun.
It is fun. I mean, I'm a pretty good cook, but when I look over at my wife and her cooking on a wok with high heat, it takes a minute, you know. I burned that all the way along, but she makes it perfect the first round.
And it comes from experience, right? But again, get in and do it, right? And so we can promote healthy eating all we want. We can hand out recipes all we want. But if they don't know how to put it together, then it just becomes something that you start to fire with, you know, later. So this is what's so great about these events. And again, we have 5 more left. You know, the 22nd was one, and there's 5 more after that. So if you guys are interested, that's at the fire halls. They're at 5:30.
5:30, great participation.
Dinner is provided.
Dinner's provided, yeah, definitely.
So those are for the interested. That's 5:30 at the fire hall for the next month and a half or so. Come check those out. Dr. Shoko will be there,
Dr. Shoko, Dr. Val, and Dr. Bowler are probably the three top designers of that program that really pitch in.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for. Again, and that's what we, another, when we talk about the type of personality we want those on providers. We want providers that are willing to go out and engage the community. If it's in their specialty, great. Yeah. If it's coming here at the health fair, where all the providers that weren't on the clock were here. You know, I've seen Dr. Brewer walking around. I see Dr. Shoko had a booth. You know, like, these are the things that show that our doctors want to be part of the community. And those are the what we're looking for.
But it's allowing the doctors, I mean, from my role, what I've always seen, it's allowing, you have to find what excites those physicians. And they all have their hobby or their passion in healthcare they like to do. Like mine for years was neonatal. I did it for the first 16 years of my career. But for their Dr. Buller and Choco, it's food is medicine and lifestyle is medicine. It's rounding in the clinic. You're hearing that. You and I talk about it as you talk about Rivera coming on, but we also have our the Hamiltons, Dr. Rob Hamilton and Julie Hamilton.
Yeah.
Rob Hamilton is lifestyle medicine also, but for hormone replacement for men and women, as we age, so often our bodies don't reproduce as well.
Yeah, our testosterone lowers.
Testosterone, women actually, believe it or not, in the most recent studies in CHEST show a significant improvement with a small dose of testosterone. They just take a cream for women. Believe it or not, their cardiac disease drops significantly. I want to say, it was about 3-4 months ago, I was going through the article and skimming through it. It's somewhere around 27-28%.
That's a big jump.
That's a big jump when you're talking about overall population.
So a lot of these services you're talking about, especially with the Dr. Hamiltons and the Hamilton Health Group, they're going to come in for that. They're going to be one of those specialty doctors that come in a couple times a month. And do that. So that's what we're trying to build up here, right? We have Dr. Martinez comes up from UC Davis with her crew. We're negotiating with another doctor. We're hoping to be starting in October. We're still working that out. And that's what I love about the position that we have, the position I have at Come Out, is we're at the front lines of providing the right healthcare.
Right.
It's not just getting a doctor to get a doc, but it's getting the right doctor and the right mindset and the right type of attitude to come in here and work with our people. And that's exciting. I'm really excited about the work that Come Out is doing. I'm very enthusiastic, as you know. I'm a glass half full. man, but what we're seeing here is I'm very excited about where Kamau is going, because as Kamau grows and improves and expands, so does the care for my people.
Care for the community.
Yeah,
jobs.
I'm a Hoopa Tribe member, born and raised here. I'm a Hoopa Tribe member, but I'm a Yurok descendant, Wailaki descendant, Karuk descendant. I'm touched up and down this river, and if we can provide a quality healthcare here, it impacts all of us, not just the Hoopa tribe. And that's what's so important about this. I had to tell my cousin. He was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, we just happen to be in Hoopa. But Kamau is for all of us.
Everybody.
It's from up and down the rivers. We want you here. And the services we provide are for everybody. So if you're within this radio station's bandwidth, you come on down. Come visit us at Kamau. Come see what we have to offer. It's amazing things. And if you're looking for a job, come see me. I'm also looking for people to fill that need too. Well, thank you guys. I think that will do it for today. Thank you so much, Ryan, for being here. Michael, for we're here on site. We're using the council chambers here for the Hoopa Valley Tribe to tape this show. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you soon.